Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
The good news is I can come. The bad news is I've killed your husband.
Hello and welcome to yet another episode of the 50% Majority, a talk show where two friends amicably share their 15 minutes of fame. And I'm your host, Tom Hutchinson.
If you listen to that backwards, it's actually a horrifying poem. I think you'll find I'm your host, the man with the least teeth in his room, Ashley Hall.
Congratulations on that one.
Thank you.
Alex isn't here, and based on him not being here, I've actually realised I can do like the best Alex impression ever. So we might actually be able to change this to the 33% majority again, and I can just fill in for Alex.
No one will notice.
Right, are you ready for my impression?
I'm so ready. Oh, beautiful. One more? Perfect. Tom's going to be famous for providing auditory nightmares to people.
Yeah, I just, it's audio crimes each
it's
week.
It's just bad sounds. I love it. Alex isn't well. He's excreting fluids from both ends, which is an art that I haven't mastered this week. I think I'm doing pretty well. Tom, how are you? How's your life?
Given that I'm not shitting out piss and sicking up shit, I think all in all, yeah, pretty gravy, to be honest with you, mate. Yeah. You good?
You know what? Apart from the gap in my face where a tooth should be, I'm all right. So essentially, I had a tooth pulled. I know that you told the listeners already, but listeners, I had a spanner in my mouth. The robot I operate at work judded for a second, the way that like only machines can do. And I did big poos and bit down on the spanner and just cracked a tooth. And it was agony. So I went and got it removed. The dentist removed most of it, but thought, well, I'm not going to take all of it because that just seems spiteful.
Yeah, you just got to leave a little scooch.
Yeah, just this is for you. You can keep this. And then my gums were like, no, fuck you. I don't want your present. So now not only are they holding on to it, they're actively trying to kill it inside of my face. Toothache for the week. So I'm on painkillers, both herbal and pharmaceutical.
Well, congratulations to you for making it this week, though. It was totally understandable that you couldn't come last week. But I will just say, maybe for future reference, you know, the mouth is probably not a good spanner storage facility.
The mouth is the third hand, Tom. As we all know, when you need third hand, you have meef for that. That's what's...
My third hand is definitely not near my mouth.
If you can hold a spanner with that, then that's just...
Yeah,
that's an impressive thing.
I just wrap it around a few times, you know?
It solves a Rubik's Cube, blindfolded, hands tied behind back.
It's dexterous.
Dexterity times
five.
Yes,
I've got a dexterous Johnson.
Anecdotes, Tom. Dexterous Johnson. Dexterous Johnson sounds like a fucking wicked street name. What do they call you? Dexterous Johnson.
It sounds like my rock 90s punk band, whatever your thing is.
It's my alt punk rock band.
Alt rock punk band.
Alt rock. Yeah. Alt rock. Alternate rock punk band.
Yes.
That I'm not in because I have no musical talent whatsoever.
That's good to know. So you chomped on a spanner. What did I do?
Big chomp. What did Tom do?
I edited a podcast in one evening, which I think was pretty fucking cool of me to do. And
I wanted to mention your last episode, you and Josh, by the way. I loved that. I listened back to that and it was delightful. It was good listening.
Well, thank you.
Listeners,
thank you.
If you haven't listened to last week's episode, you really should. Josh is very funny. Tom's very handsome. And they go together well as a pair. And I think their new podcast that they are, are you still workshopping it? What's the deal?
I think that what we're going to do is we both really like the idea of doing it. Josh really enjoyed being on the show and we'll bring him back on you know, as soon as is humanly possible.
Absolutely. Maybe next episode we can have, to make up for the gap of having two and then two, we can do a four.
Exactly. Just multiply it. Yeah.
Just have a foursome.
A nice foursome, but one, no, because he's my brother. We're related. It's not.
Well, you can watch. Okay. That's friendship.
But anyway, I think that we'll probably record a couple of tester episodes that we might keep sort of in our back pocket for funnies.
But obviously, you'll share them with me and Alex, right?
Of course.
Oh,
and then, yeah, I think that we might drop the initial episode maybe as like a midweek one here, dependent on what you and Alex think to that. And then
I don't object to that at all.
Dependent on what the reception is to that episode, then we'll sort of migrate that over to a separate channel. What we've learned the hard way is that it will not be a replacement for an actual episode. So nobody needs to worry about that.
No, I think the thing is ours is very much a three-way thing, isn't it? It's very much somebody sets the joke up, one person is giving the bounce-off point for the joke, and the other person is laughing, and it fills all the gaps. But I think with a two, I think you two would smash it if you went into it not worrying about it being something that already exists. You know, either way, I think it's a phenomenal idea. I think you're both very talented. So
cool. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. And I mean, just to suck myself off just a little bit longer. we tend to ebb and flow on the Apple podcast charts at the moment. So, you know, a few days after release, we drop off a little bit and then release date comes and we climb back up again. The episode that I did with Josh, it had no effect on the way we appear on the charts in like a good way. So we still climbed back up. We still hit that 45 number. So happy days. And you guys can all help with that if you leave us reviews, tell your friends, put it on your social medias.
If you don't tell your friends about it, I'm going to tell my friends about you. And is that what you want? Me and my friends talking about you, listener.
Behind your back as well. That's the worst kind.
And I'm not going to be saying nice things. I'll be like, hey, Jacob Rees-Mogg, who I assume listens, naughty boy.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure Jacob Rees-Mogg does not listen along with any of the rest of the Tory party.
No, they're all listening for hints and tips on how to be better insects.
Oh, I see. How to sort of like blend in with like modern day society, I see.
Yeah, how do I hide my antenna? I tuck them in behind the carapace and off I scuttle to work. No, I'm going to move away from that because we're not allowed. I'm not allowed. It's naughty.
We shouldn't politics.
We shouldn't politics. Moving away from... Also, nothing we say is literal. Everything is allegedly/comedy. So,
yes.
I was roaming Twitter earlier and a lovely Twitter user whose handle is Eva Stefka, which I'm going to spell as EWASZTEFKA, so I've probably butchered the pronunciation.
Got it.
Just said that they bought a really cute cat calendar, like a really cute cat calendar, and I've seen it, it's pretty cute, with some poems on it, but they didn't check the poems when they took the calendar home. And they've sent me some translations of these lovely Polish poems on this cat calendar, and they're really homophobic.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that.
Me neither. It's like a picture of a really cute kitten. It says 2022 and then the month. And then it says, Cats Bring People Together. The most beautiful poems about cats by Franciszek Klimek. They've put a J down in the middle. But go on, sorry, yeah.
I just want to say that whoever Franciszek...
J. Klimek. Wait till you hear the bad poetry before you start slating them, because it's pretty
okay,
bad.
Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, yeah, straight in there. Tell a homophobe. No, brilliant. Love that. The most beautiful poems about cats by Franciszek J. Klimek. I've put the J back in. I was going to leave it out of spite. We've known for a long time, and it's not in question, that cats bring people together, though they don't always become couples. Already, the first verse is letting you know we're not. It rhymes apparently in Polish, but I can't read it in Polish. So
okay, cool.
But already you can tell that cats bring people together. Love that they don't become couples all the time. That's the people, not the cats, I assume.
Right.
But sometimes they do, and I advise. And then in brackets it says, though I'll be scolded, that women be with men and men with women. The motive here is clear, so let it last forever, so that the cat is happy, though the man not so much. The implication being that men should be with women, and women should be with men, nothing else, and that the man won't be happy because he's with a woman, which sounds mighty gay to me.
Here's the thing that confuses me. Imagine if I decided to write a very, like,
Let me send you the photo and I will post it somewhere because people have to see this. Not in like a, hey, appreciate this man's art or appreciate this man's poetry. Listen, I love the fact that you wrote some poetry, mister. I don't love the way that you did it.
If I wrote a non-fiction novel and threw a dragon in there, people would be confused. So why has he made a cat calendar with poems and sprinkled homophobia on it?
It's not even right. Imagine it wasn't homophobia. Imagine it was just like a message you want to get out to the world. Is a cat calendar the way you'd go about it? Ignoring the subject, you think to yourself, I've got a political message I want to share. I want to let the world know how I feel about this thing. Here's a calendar with some pictures of cats.
It just confuses me that this guy feels so strongly about you know, not being gay, that in his calendar about cute cats, which is like...
Eva said she was going to throw it away, and I've begged her to keep it because I think it's modern art. I think it's the duality of man. Here's a poem, a format in which we present information in a beautiful and moving way, but it's about me not liking people that like people of the same gender.
Like, it's about just me not liking where men put their penises. Weird. Listen,
it's my business what a man does with a man, or a woman does with a woman, or anybody does with anybody of any variety in any room. It's my business.
And I must talk about it on my cat calendar.
I must release a cat calendar. There's a second one. I'm going to really quickly read it, and then we'll move away from it. The second one is called The Natural Order of Things, and already it starts off strong. It's Wilfred Owen inspired, I assume, because the first line is, someone might get offended by what I'm about to say.
Oh,
right,
God,
if you start a poem with, I'm not homophobic, but... it's just, it gets to me. So, some might be offended by what I'm about to say, or will deny it. And then colon, which is, I assume, is where this man is storing his dildos. A home, a wife, children and cats. That's the natural order of things. It sounds nice. It sounds nice. Like, if that there, like, oh, it's you and your wife or you and your partner, some children and a cat. Yeah, that sounds okay. I wouldn't say it's the natural order. Though if someone keeps nagging, and then in brackets, like certain communities, close brackets, then I won't be stubborn. Cats can be the top of... can be moved to the top of the order.
What?
Right, the last bit's probably lost in translation, but I love that it says, like, certain communities. Now, I can see the Polish one translation next to it, and that's in brackets too. So the brackets aren't new. I've not added them. It says, like, certain communities in brackets in a poem on a cat calendar. Okay.
So the other thing that confuses me is that... middle-class white men really like to say... Now I know somebody's going to get offended by this.
I know.
If you think that...
Why say it?
Don't say it. If that's what you think...
It's the same thing as when people go, this smells awful, do you want to smell it? Like, no, it's actually awful. I obviously don't. Like, no.
Keep that to you.
Yeah,
don't offer me
a bad experience and then say, do you want it? Like, if you're going to be a bigot, much like a bad smell, just keep it away from people.
Yes.
Like, hey, listen, there's this bad smell. I'm gonna shut the door, open the window, and hope the bad smell leaves.
Yeah.
Which is it's exactly my response to racists at dinner parties. I just lock them in a room with a window open.
Listen, much like all Americans like to cite, like, about, like, freedom of speech, everybody has a right to say and think whatever they please. However, my feelings on the matter would be, why would you want to make somebody feel bad?
I'm with you to an extent on the freedom of speech. Freedom of speech does not mean freedom of consequence.
Yes,
you have the right to say whatever you like, and I will never, ever shut you up. I will never say, hey, don't say that. But when you point something at somebody, somebody's going to point something back. So if you're going to be outwardly bigoted towards somebody, you can expect somebody to outwardly shut you down back.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
But the removal of, like, I don't agree with removal of those people's right to speak. I mean, like, as far as, like, private companies and shit, give people the knowledge that, hey, this guy's a fucking racist.
Mm.
Like, if you're going to say racist shit, you should. I want to know. I want to know you're a racist so I don't invite you to my dinner party again. You know what
there
I mean?
There should, like, be consequences, yes.
Freedom of speech is not freedom of consequence. You can say that, but I reserve the right to jaw you for it.
Hey, Ash.
Yes, sir.
You know what all this reminds me of?
What does it remind you of, sweet boy?
Urban Dictionary.
Oh, hook me up.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to your favourite, usually segment between segments, but again this week, segment before segments, Urban What the Frick, Shinnery.
Urban. The stink on that was low. It was a low stink, but not like a amount, like a volume, like a, what's the word, tone.
So you want me to take it again?
Yeah, I want you to go it again, a little bit.
Urban, what the frick, Shinnery.
That was beautiful. That, cool. Poetic.
To anybody that hasn't heard it before, Urban What the Frictionary is a segment, usually between segments, where we take random Urban Dictionary entries and just try and figure out what the frick they mean. Before we actually dive into the entry for this week, I actually want to commend Urban Dictionary. Mm-hmm. Ash and I, before the show today, were just sort of planning on format and how we were going to do it. And I was actually initially going to do a segment about spooky stories. I was going to do some more Spooky Richards. Is that the name of
spooky
my segment?
Dicks.
Spooky Dicks.
Here's Spooky Dick, baby!
It's a penis with a witch's hat and a wart.
Who told you?
And surprisingly enough, we were discussing racial slurs. Is the only way to put it, and one that actually Ash wasn't aware of that existed. And surprisingly enough, the place where I got the definition from was Urban Dictionary. It was not, like, distasteful in any way. It was
this is a word. It's distasteful, and it said the word, this word is a distasteful word for. It was great. Like, I love that. I love that it was like, hey, this is a bad word.
And it was informative, and we all learned something from it. And I think that's really, really cool of Urban Dictionary. So good job, that dirty website
great,
we use a lot.
Great job, Urban What the Frictionary, for solving racism. No, we mustn't.
Mm-hmm. It would be nice if they could.
Can you imagine if Urban Dictionary just went out there and cured all the problems? Hey, world hunger, here's a word, Charizarding. How are you still hungry? Just fixed it. I fixed it all. Don't worry, guys. Through the power of these words. Did you like that? Charizarding throwback reference, guys.
Yeah.
Was that the first one? Was that the first What the Frictionary? I think it was, you know.
I think it was. The ones I've got today, they're a little bit naff, so we're just going to reel off a few of them.
Bulbasauring. It's not that one.
Well, I think that the definitions are pretty obvious by, like, when you say them. So poor work to the listener who sent them, but still funny nonetheless. The first one, pantcomer.
Pantcomer, that's somebody that brings you underwear when you call them.
Bring here.
Pantcomer, bring the pants.
Yes, please bring the
bring
pants.
Your, bring
Mr.
your
pant-cummer.
Sister syphilis. Comedia! I can't remember what that's from. I don't know whose bit that is. I just stole that completely. That's a stolen
I think it's
joke.
A bit as well, but you know what? Stolen comedy, it's still comedy nonetheless. Well done, Ashley.
Like a Xerox of a badly photoshopped picture of me on a comedian's head, it's me.
Yes. Well done. You are the TikTok of comedians.
That's the most hurtful thing anybody's ever said to me.
But I still like TikTok. I still got it
installed.
That's
sweet of you to say. Thousands of children the world over. No. you're going to have to cut that one, pal. what's this week's Urban What the Frictionary, Tommy? Sweet boy.
No, that was one of them. You want to know what that one means?
I got so sidetracked by the fucking set of jokes.
You just got lost in it, buddy.
Lost in the sauce.
That's nice. Yeah. You want to know what it means?
I do, absolutely, Pankhummer. Although I feel like I know. It's someone that brings
I feel like we all might know. Pankhummer is one who comes in their own pants during a handy J, more often an early ejaculator. And then the example given says, "Hey, you hear about the Pankhummer at the high school dance? Came too early from a handy J."
Well, maybe it's complimentary. Really good handy J, despite the fact that, as we all know, a hand job is just a disappointing blow job.
Yeah. We said this last episode.
The wise words from my two friends, Tom and Josh.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think just to repeat exactly what I said last week, as penis havers, we have like mastered
the art. Yeah.
That it can't like we know it so well that like we can pinch one off in like 3 minutes max if
I'm on
needed.
Medication that prevents me from coming, so I can't right now, but I know what you mean.
But you yeah, like on a normal day
like a good day back on in the a, day a, when I could come
on a non-medicated day. Wherein
after I've bludgeoned someone to death.
Yes, exactly.
On a non-medicated day. The good news is I can come. The bad news is I've killed your husband.
People have died. People have died as a result of my Ashley's the cum that Ashley produces comes out at such a velocity that it does
velocity and volume.
And viscosity.
Viscosity, that's a great word. Not in this context. It's not a good word in this context, but it's a great word. We're going to move away from me coming buckets, and we're going to talk about what's the other word that you had, because you said these words.
Oh yeah, so there were two more. So the next one was just 9/11 inside job ?
Who sent you that? What the fuck?
I don't understand.
9/11 inside job ?
Question mark.
Oh, are they How asking us that? To discuss that? Is that it? Was that a topic request?
How is
Have
it?
Have they mixed it up?
That's just like, this is not Reddit. This is not Yahoo Answers.
This is on Urban Dictionary.
Yes, that's the point.
Maybe they're just trying to spread information. They're just letting you know. 9/11?
Or misinformation.
Or misinformation. Who did it? Who knows?
Bush did 9/11. Reagan and Bush. These are the words that grant me the cush.
I love that so much. Don't know what it's from. I'm not very cool, so there's that.
Me neither. I don't really know.
Your head. Isn't it weird from that everyone's personality is just an assembly of all the things they've seen?
Yeah. I don't know where I've seen that, but I've seen it.
I've heard it. I've seen it with my eyes.
The last one.
Yes.
Again, the answer is incredibly obvious, but I really like it. Like, I know what the answer is going to be. I haven't read it, but I know what the answer is by reading the words.
Yes,
bozone layer.
Sorry, the bozone layer.
Yeah, so like ozone, but with a
not to be confused with the brozone layer, which is what we had before we started putting holes in it and it fell out with us. It's not our friend anymore. It's letting in more and more of those dangerous ovaries.
Yeah.
Danger. Bozone layer. Is it?
Yeah.
I haven't got fucking bozone layer. Is it? I don't know. Is it the bone zone? Are we going to the bone zone? Are we going to Pound Town?
So I'm thinking of it more like bozo.
Oh, you see, I didn't even think about that. Bozone layer. It's the, you know what it is? It's the when you go to a really busy Wetherspoons or a pub for you Americans. And there's that layer of people around the bar that have been served that aren't fucking off. It's the bozo layer.
Yeah, I see you thinking. I sort of just went in the direction of, you know, when you're arguing with somebody who isn't very intelligent, it's actually...
Every week.
Yeah, it's actually difficult for you to win the argument because they're surrounded with this layer
of... miasma. Of
stupidity.
Thick. Yeah. No, I feel that.
So
it's like when you're categorically correct about something that's like, it's not an opinion, it's a fact. Like, it's not.
Yes.
This isn't like, oh, I like the taste of mushrooms. This is like, oh, oranges, it's a fruit.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's like fact. And people are just like, well, you don't know that. I had an argument with somebody the other day where I played devil's advocate and tried to convince them that birds weren't real.
Oh, okay.
You know the whole meme that's like, birds are a government drone?
Yep, yep, yep.
There's a guy that comes in like once a month to repair my robot, and he's a bigot and I hate him. But I do like winding him up.
Yeah.
So I drove him into a conversation where I was like, you know when birds stand on power lines, they're all CCTV units for the government, you know? Because they stand on power lines, that's when they're charging.
The to QI his, to enabled.
His credit, dude, to his credit, he did try and like fight back against the might of my knowledge. Well, birds are real, good. By the way, guys. I'm letting you know. Birds,
they are.
They're actual things that exist. I've seen a canary in person, and I'm confident.
And they're descended
too
from
stupid.
Dinosaurs.
Oh, absolutely. They, come from they dinosaurs. Are little dinosaurs. If you've ever dealt with chickens in large numbers, you know that they're little fucking velociraptors. Aren't to be trusted.
Yes.
But yeah, basically exactly. Tried to convince the guy that birds weren't real. He's thick as pig piss, so I was just loving it. It was great.
I'm glad you enjoyed yourself. The actual definition for boson layer is, the so-called boson layer is a thick, impenetrable shroud of boson that surrounds an intellectually challenged person. When a boson layer appears, it's hard to get rid of, and on the contrary, it grows, blocking out all intelligent thoughts from reaching the victim. Though many tests have been performed, we have yet to discover a substance which creates boson holes.
I know what produces boson holes. Videos showing that the Earth isn't flat.
Gunshot wounds.
It's effective in removing the boson layer and its producer. Love that.
Yes. There you
but
go.
What you're promoting there is murdering idiots, and we'd be down quite a few people in the UK.
We probably might be. We'd also actually, in a way, maybe be up some people by doing it, though. So, I don't know.
We can only try.
Do you know what? You can't prove a negative. It's very difficult to prove a negative.
Yeah, like, oh, if we don't do it, we'll never know. But if we do it, no.
We'll see how well it works.
The 32% is not an anti-idiot podcast.
We're also just not, like, a murder squad
Alex
either.
Isn't here, I can't say that. The 50% majority is not an anti-idiot podcast. The 33% one definitely isn't, because that's when we've got our biggest idiot with us.
But the 50% majority, and by extension the 33% majority, is definitely an anti-queer podcast.
Oh yeah, no. If you're homophobic in any way, shape, or form, either
get
stop
so
listening
fucked.
Or send us an email and justify your existence to me.
Hey, I'll listen, S.A.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
Don't be a homophobe. 500-word essay.
Don't be a homophobe, okay? Hey, yo, listen.
What accent is that? That's terrible.
It's a work in progress.
It sounds like it's still got the scaffolding up.
Yeah, it does.
There's a button on my new keyboard. I got a new computer, listeners. Listeners, I have a computer now. I'm not recording
well
my
done.
Laptop. Thank you. I plugged it all in myself. My friend bought me some... Well, my friend who is a landlord, I know, right? Boo hiss. bought me the components around because he'd built himself a new computer. And I had great fun trying to assemble it with just a manual and the will to do what's right.
Mm. And
you
didn't, or you did?
I managed it. It all works apart from the... It's got no sound. It can't produce sound. That's the sound. Are you falling down some stairs really slowly? The slow clap loses all effect when I can't see. For the listeners, it just sounds like we're having really aggressive sex.
Really fucking proud of you, Ashley. Really fucking proud of you.
Thank you so much. That was a whole fucking 35-second clap solo. That was like watching that guy do the sausage roll dance, you know, where you like fucking beat the shit out of yourself, getting the crumbs off.
Yeah. Mm.
Pretty aggressive.
What's interesting, though, is that like people will have listened to that. Some people will have turned off. Some people actually just listened to me clap, and that's radio, kids.
I can't imagine being, you know, when you're in a car and you're a kid and your mum's listening to the radio, your dad's listening to the radio, or you, somebody in your life is listening to a radio, and you're not allowed to turn it off because you're a fucking kid and you just have to listen to it. Do you know how much radio play I listened to as a kid?
That sucks for you.
Oh, Mr. Darcy, you must put the kettle on. And then because it's Radio 4, they put the kettle on and they make the whistle sound. And it's like a full 45 seconds of listening to a kettle heat up. Yeah, that for like 45 seconds. It's not great radio.
No. I just got Chris Moyles. That was just like my entire childhood.
Show, National Radio 1.
But you see, the thing is, though, is that like in my later years, like I've discovered that, like, yeah, sound guy, like he's a great DJ. But when I was younger, it was just like, oh, do we fucking have to?
Can I have another second of Chris Moyle in my ear?
Oh, God.
I used to like morning television in England for Keith Chegwin.
I don't even... Ash, you're Cheggers. So old. You're so what? Old.
No, I don't mean like young Cheggers. I mean like this morning Cheggers. Like, I'm not a vintage Cheggers fan. I'm a neo Chegger fan.
I'm bringing him back.
I'm bringing him back. Yeah, he's making a comeback. He's not dead, is he?
I'm bringing the Chegg back. I don't Keith actually know.
Okay, Google. Is Keith Chegwin dead?
Yes.
Oh, no!
Google's a savage.
Fuck.
Rest in peace, Keith Chegwin. You are the voice of my childhood.
F in the chat for Keith. Fuck.
F in the chat.
That's okay, you know what? Google. Like,
stop talking now. Google just gave me like a full breakdown of what happened as well. Like, that was horrific. It's, listeners, if you had to hear that, all jokes aside, Keith Chegwin, you were a cool guy in my childhood.
Rest in peace. I didn't know.
Love to your family. Prayers to you and yours.
Yeah, absolutely. That's terrible.
But still, he's a great TV guy. Host. Keith Chegwin, Chris Moyles is a hero. I don't know anything about adult Chris Moyles. Like, is he still around in the modern time? What does he do now? Is he still doing
Ash,
radio?
Do you think we have done a... is this podcast?
I'm having great fun just hanging out talking to you and the listeners. This is nice.
Oh, no, I don't mean in terms of, like, I'm sure the audio quality is pretty good. We've got a format. But do you think this is podcast? Because have we done anything?
Keith Chegwin?
Well, yeah.
We talked about... You know. Beloved Keith, we talked about Chris Moyles, we talked about some other stuff. I talked about my computer.
You did.
I've enjoyed this, listeners.
I did do my Alex impression. I'm still proud of it.
Yeah, your Alex impression, impeccable.
Oh,
there it is again. Alex, is that you? Oh, he sounds poorly today. It's a mess. Oh, get him some blue roll.
He's just shitted everywhere and sickied.
He shitted, pissed, and farted.
Do you think at any point today that Alex has shitted and chundered at the same time?
I think he's performed the triple many a time.
So really, today wouldn't be that special. Okay. Ali Bear, in your listening to this, I hope by the time this episode releases on Tuesday that you feel a little bit better. Maybe you're not doing six and shits.
Don't do six or shits if you can help it. Well, do shits, but like regular ones, you know.
Yeah, normal consistency. And
that,
also
get
actually
that AMBM.
Like, try and be like sick and radical in like a cool way, but
yeah,
not
absolutely.
In a
be like metaphorically sick, but don't be
but not in a bile way, no.
Yeah. Oh, bile's a nice word as well. I don't know, I thought the word bile coming out then was beautiful.
You're welcome for that word. No, I can't really think of any other sort of words for sick, really.
Puke.
I said chunder already.
Vomit.
Fucking yak.
Fucking yak. You know, have you ever heard the word yam be used as in like, I'm going to eat something, I'm going to yam that?
Only like in America when they eat yams, but not like that. No, I believe you that it's real.
My partner came home from work and saw me eating a bowl of cereal, walked in and went, you've yammed that down, haven't you? And
your partner, 100%.
Yeah, the bee's knees.
This is not to disparage or make fun of your partner in any way, but your partner 150% heard somebody say that at work today, and she was like, I'm desperate to say that. I can't
desperate.
Wait.
This is part of my life now.
I have made this a part of my personality, and I need to use it as soon as it's humanly possible.
Then she came in, I was eating the cereal, you've yammed that, and I fully spat up like half a bowl of cereal laughing.
Like, oh, you've jammed that down, you Ashley, haven't you? You've fucking yammed that.
I was like, I have yammed it. You're absolutely correct. It was just such a suitable word. I don't know why it got me, but it did.
My love, sweetheart,
apple of my eye.
Yes, I did yam down the yummy cereal,
but you definitely
did not come up with that word yourself.
Where, pray tell?
Who said this to you? Who said the words?
The lady does protest too much. You didn't think of that. Tell me where you got the yams.
Okay.
I yam what I am. That wasn't right. I'm very sorry. That was like a really bad... I tried really hard.
Oh, it's good.
Is this a podcast still?
I think it... just qualifies.
It's a meandering river of just me and you chatting shit together, and I've loved it. I'd listen to this all year long.
I think river is probably giving it a little too much.
Sorry,
sounds.
Gentle stream of piss down the trouser leg of audio history.
Yes, precisely.
The stain on the streaked boxes of life.
Okay. Well, just before we go, what did you think of the laugh track from last episode?
Oh, I cried. It was beautiful. I want it as my ringtone.
He's got such an infectious laugh, hasn't he?
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's great.
This deep baritone giggle. And the best thing is he means it. Like, that's what makes it so good, is you can tell he doesn't pity laugh. I've got no time for people that pity laugh me, because I'm just like, listen, I want to become funnier. I'm only going to do that if I get genuine laughs.
Don't baby me.
Yeah,
I need
con
a
me
real
out of
reaction.
Character growth here, you fucks.
Yeah. Okay. What I need to do is it takes both great positive events in your life and also like deep shame to mold a person into a comedic genius. And
you've got to have that tragedy, haven't you? Like, I don't know anybody funny that isn't fucked. Like, I don't know anybody that really gets me laughing that hasn't had some kind of huge traumatic event in their life.
Agreed. You can't be funny if you've lived an insular life, can you? This is just comedy doesn't come
from
that.
If you are funny and you've had an insular life, it's because you're like accidentally. It's like you're being laughed at. You know, it's like self-depreciating shit, but it isn't in the same way.
The shame for me, though, is that I can't really tell you anything bad that's happened in my life, so really...
Oh, you're very funny, though, Tom. I imagine the bad thing is you having to be friends with me and Alex.
It is
the trials and tribulations
that's ever happened to me, yeah.
The monkey on your back is Alex shitting, pissing and farting into your mug.
He just do be shitting.
He do be pissing.
He do be sicking.
Oh man, do you know me and you? I think Alex introduced us. It was like a year ago, right? Like a year ish. Mm.
Yeah,
I think we get along like a house on fire.
If that's a good thing, yeah.
Yeah, like, there's usually victims. It's a tragedy for everyone involved. No, I don't mean that at all. But like, it's so cool that podcasting and funniness and comedy. And I love people that make me laugh. I surround myself with people that make me laugh. You're funny as fuck. Like, you are objectively funny.
Thank you.
It's the same with Alex. It's the same with my partner. It's the same with your brother Josh. He does make me laugh. I am mad at him for that fucking phone call thing he did, though. Which I definitely told the listeners about already. Like, he called me before the podcast and went, is this Ashley Hall? And I was like, yeah. He was like, check your phone. God.
He did a sneaky 007 phone job.
I'm also really upset that you invited him to a... text chat, so he's got my number now, because I asked his partner on Twitter for his number last week. Completely off the record. She hasn't told him, I don't think. I messaged her and was like, hey, can I get Josh's number? I want to fuck with him. And she was like, yeah, sure. I'll send you the screenshot. Ever so good.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So, yeah, Josh's fiancé, if you're out there, homie, thank you so
you're
much
a real
for your
one.
Assistance. You're a real one.
You're a real one.
Imagine the 100 emoji. I'm doing it with my hands.
100. Real G.
What do you type to get the 100 emoji? Because I type
just
100.
Type in, yeah, just 100.
Does it actually work? I'm testing this right now. Because I tried to do it earlier, and I don't know if I typed in the word the 100.
50% majority listeners, you join us on Mythbusters.
You join us on Emoji Movie. The Emoji Movie.
The Emoji Movie. The worst thing that happened to pop culture ever.
This is the Emoji Movie Podcast.
Our podcast is the Emoji Movie of podcasts, I think, to be fair.
Oh, that's really hurtful. Yeah. I like to think we're more like a nice Hermann Hesse poem of podcasts.
I'd like to think that we're like a... Adam Sandler movie,
but not Uncut Gems, which is really good.
It's a fucking brilliant movie, isn't it?
If you want to see what Adam Sandler can actually do, like, as an actor, because he is good when he puts the effort in. It feels like he's, like, just cashing checks with all of his...
No. But here's the thing about Adam Sandler. When he makes a film, it's mostly because the studio financing the film wants to make some money. Now, they know that Adam Sandler movies sell. And so Adam Sandler just gets together with his buddies and they just make a dumb fucking film, right? There's very little substance, but they're just having fun. And really, that's what this podcast is, apart from the fact that no big studio's paying us millions to do it.
Not yet.
Soon come. Speak it into existence.
Listen, anyone out there, there's another listen as well. By the way, we need to do a Tom cut now because we've had my listen remix and Alex's laugh remix.
Mine would be this.
You do make a little kiss noise every now and then. I quite like it though. It makes me feel like a cat. I feel like I should be walking towards you.
Thank you. That's very sweet of you.
Yeah. Well, you know, like the pss, pss, pss thing.
Come here, little kitty.
But I'm like little kitty cat.
You. Yeah.
My cat's currently meowing at the door like a cunt.
No, that's not a word that we like.
It absolutely is a word. I'll call my cat.
Okay, yeah.
The best thing about having a cat, Tom, is how absolutely violent I can... So I threaten him all the time. I'm like, hold my fists up to him like I'm going to have a fight with him. And he just looks at me like I'm an idiot because he knows he can take me.
Yeah, you see, dogs are different because they'll try, but like I've mastered the art of dog foo. My dog could never beat me in a fight ever.
Dog is the best.
He cannot beat me. You've got
thumbs. You could just throw them at a wall. Like that's what I'm always. It's like, how do people get killed by dogs? Like, have you seen the size of them?
Yeah, I couldn't throw my son at a wall, though. Bless him. He's too kind.
Just to clarify, listeners, I've never hurt my cat, and nor would I. I love him. He's my precious baby boy. But that doesn't mean I don't think the idea of him flying over a fence isn't hilarious.
It probably would be funny purely because of the fact that cats are cocks, yes. But
have you spent a lot of time with cats?
So I used to have two when I was younger, and my partner got one. Those two were just like average cats. I saw them very little. They were always outside. And then my partner and I got a cat when we moved to London, whenever it was last year.
Yeah.
And she was beautiful. Her name was Beans. She was fantastic.
Oh, Beans!
But my partner couldn't... She's been around cats like all her life. She loves cats. Yeah. And she couldn't bear to have an indoor cat on the fifth floor. And I understand it. So
that's super fair. No, that's valid.
Yeah, so her mum has Beans now because she has a garden and is on ground floor.
When you and Nat come up this way to visit me and Alex, you're both welcome to come and meet Winston, my cat. He'd love you. Winston's a soft, squishy boy.
Natalie isn't even aware that we're coming to see you, but she's already excited about meeting Winston, which is good.
This is brilliant. You guys,
yeah.
You guys should come up and sleep on our sofa sometime soon.
We
have a spare room,
will.
In fact.
There you go. That's probably better than the sofa.
It's probably better than the sofa.
Hmm.
I'll set up the floor with mattresses and stuff. Anyway, this has not been your standard episode of 50% majority.
A lot less structure.
This has been... Yeah, no structure, basically. But I've just enjoyed having a nice natter with you and the listeners. I think it's a good time for everyone involved.
I think it's been wonderful. Guys, I know that I say this every episode, but your support really does make a huge, huge difference.
Oh,
if you listen on Spotify, if you could subscribe to us, that would be great. If you watch on YouTube, a like would be awesome. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, if you could rate the show,
If you rate the show and leave a review, I will read it And I'll do voices. Again, you can wear me like a puppet, listener. You can have me saying things. In fact, just type out the whole of the script of the B-movie, and I'll just sit and read it to you, one-on-one, FaceTime.
And here's something else that you can do for us. We're actually on TikTok. You can find us on TikTok.
Something that would really help, baby.
We are. Something that would really help us is just tapping loads of buttons. You can find our videos. Just tap button, share it, send it to people.
Yeah, press the buttons, do the things. Send it to your nan. Your nan would love it.
Sure, she would.
Your nan.
I already do love your nan, and I would love her even more if that's even possible.
Listen,
if she listens to my podcast.
Listen to this podcast.
There you go. Got a permanent help right here. But yeah, and if you've already done all of these things, if you've already subscribed, you've left a review, you've done this, you've done that, just tell a friend. That'd be great. Just tell somebody. Tell your colleague. Tell somebody you work with. That'd be awesome. We'd really, really appreciate it. And absolutely. Now, begging over, thank you ever so much for joining us for the 50% majority. I've been your host, Tom Hutchinson.
And I've also been your host, the man with still the same amount of teeth, but one more friend, Ashley Hall.
There you go. We love you lots, guys. Goodbye.
Bye.
And then I said, you can't do that to a dog. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the 33% Majority, a podcast where you'll find three friends fighting for their 15 minutes of fame. I'm your host, time off haver offerer, Alex Springthorpe. No, I think you'll find I'm your host, bungalow builder upperer, Alex Springthorpe. No, I'm your host, butt shitter offerer, Alex Springthorpe. How? Podcast. Hi, listeners. This is just a little bit for the end of the show because I edited it this week because Tom was too busy all weekend playing Fortnite and forgot to do it. So I offered graciously to edit the podcast for him, a podcast I wasn't even on until this point here. I'm sorry that it's been 50% majority episodes. If you preferred 50% majority episodes in my absence, get lost, you friggin' nerd. Because I'm coming back. It's my show. It's my show. And if you don't like it, just have another one to listen to instead. I did a burp. I'm not editing this. This is just going in as it is. Tom asked a question during their recording around the 30-minute mark about whether or not I had shitted and chundered at the same time, and I just thought I'd take the time just to answer that for anybody that was curious. Yes. Yeah, I did do that. I blasted my cheeks clean off. And some came out the front too. Hey, we're human. It happens from time to time. Anecdotally, I built a house to put my son in because my son comes out in... Well, it's next year. I wouldn't worry about it. So I moved house and I had to paint and decorate it. Paint and decorate it. That's right. And do carpets and so it was a lot, right? It was a lot. So I didn't record the first week and that's why. And then I caught a grievous illness and that's why I wasn't here for this week. For this one. Well, I'm here now. Actually, I've only missed one. Sick at podcasting. I think you just lost me for like 30 seconds there because I'm following the Ashley Hall School of Podcasting and I've just got it in my hand and I accidentally unplugged it. I didn't prepare a segment, I'll be honest, because it's just me. And I don't like being stuck with just me. I don't have much interesting words to say. So I didn't prepare any comedy goof skits. I just thought I'd pop in, say hello. Hi, everyone. Here I am. I am coming back. Don't get comfortable. Get out of my seat, Josh. You fucking dick. Take your Coke can with you. Clear up my area of the podcast recording studio. recline my seat to how I like it to be reclined, completely horizontal so I don't have to look at the other two, and get out of it. Get your own studio. I did another burp. I'll be back next week. I can say it this time. Thank you all so much for listening. We'll see you next week. Bye.
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 Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner. We'll be right back.